Unit 3. A signal from the brain races to your spinal cord, a thick bundle of nerves inside your backbone. A signal from the brain races to your spinal cord, a thick bundle of nerves inside your backbone. A signal from the brain races to your spinal cord, a thick bundle of nerves inside your backbone. A nerve in the spinal cord sends out another signal that causes a spasm of your diaphragm. A nerve in the spinal cord sends out another signal that causes a spasm of your diaphragm. A nerve in the spinal cord sends out another signal that causes a spasm of your diaphragm. The diaphragm is a large, powerful muscle across the base of your chest cavity. The diaphragm is a large, powerful muscle across the base of your chest cavity. The diaphragm is a large, powerful muscle across the base of your chest cavity. Normally, the contractions are rhythmic and gentle, but the spasm makes your diaphragm contract and jerks. Normally, the contractions are rhythmic and gentle, but the spasm makes your diaphragm contract and jerks. Normally, the contractions are rhythmic and gentle, but the spasm makes your diaphragm contract and jerks. It makes you abruptly take in a big gulp of air. It makes you abruptly take in a big gulp of air. It makes you abruptly take in a big gulp of air. The air bumps against your closed throat. The result is hiccuping. The air bumps against your closed throat. The result is hiccuping. The air bumps against your closed throat. The result is hiccuping.